Okay, this is Perek Chaf and Hilchos Kalim. And now the Rambam's going to talk about the various, let's say, for instance, coatings that apply to Kalim and if they can contract Tumah or not. So the Rambam explained already that any secondary component of a Kli, but that's necessary for the Kli to function normally, is considered like it's part of the Kli itself and the halachas of contracting Tumah and apply. The vihach, therefore, hatofla klicheres habari. All right, so therefore, let's say, for instance, someone coats an earthenware container that's in good shape. Im nitzma kli. So if the kli becomes tamei, hari ochun umashkan nogim betfila taran. Any other food or drink that touches the coating part are tar. Shein kli tzarach betfila zu, because the kli didn't need the coating. It was sort of like an extra thing. About toflas klicheres haraua. Let's say you go ahead and coat a earthenware kli that's in more of like a shaky state, so to speak. It's like in its initial, what do you call it? It's not really strong clay. Now that part of the, what do you call it? That coating is considered like the clay itself. So too, let's say someone reinforces a pitcher or any type of container made out of earthenware and he covers it over that he's going to use to draw out water. Let's say he covers it with hide, for example. If the kli was unsound to begin with, the coating becomes part of the kli itself. Let's say someone coats an earthenware container to cook with it, that's not considered attached. But if he coats them in order to heat tar in them, then it's considered as if it's attached to the kli and a part of it. Let's say there's a hole in a barrel, for instance, and he covers it up with tar or tin, sulfur, all the types of things like this. It's not considered attached to it. A sharp call of dvarim chibur, but any other material that he plugs up the hole with is considered attached to the clay. So when you take like, what do you call it, something that's moist, and you stretch it out to go ahead and cover and coat, let's say, for instance, jugs of water, and in order for the no water to drip out, that's harein kegufo shokli, it's considered like part of the kli. Shafilin nitzma kli maviro. So therefore, even if the kli becomes tamei through something into its airspace, okun amashka nog betfeila tamein, the food or drink that touched the coating are tamei. V'chein tfeilo shal tanor, so too a coating on an oven, hareyu kecheres hatanor, is considered like the earthenware of the oven. V'hu sheyeh be'ovei hatfeila at tefach, right? But as long as it is, what do you call it, no more than tefach and thickness, shehu tzorchol shal tanor, because that's considered necessary for the oven to function. If it's thicker than that, it's not considered part necessary for the oven. And therefore, if it touches beyond the tefach, right, of its thickness, it's tahor. Tefila kira obav shloshas bo. So the thickness of a what do you call coating that covers a range is three etzbos, three finger breasts. So let's say there's a barrel, there's a hole in it, and I seal it up with extra tar. Anything that touches the extra part, tameh, it's considered tamei. Yes, sir. A mitzorcha tahor. Excuse me. Anything that touches the part that's necessary for plugging up the hole, that's considered tamei. But if it's any of the extra parts, not zefesh and nitva al chavis and ogeya batar. When tar is dipped, is dripped onto a barrel itself, anything touches that tar is considered to be tahor. L'chavav mecham shetaflu bechemar ubechorasis. Let's say you have like a kettle that you go ahead and cover with, let's say, mortar as well as pieces of ground earthenware. The nitma. And it becomes tamei nogea bechemer tamei. So if anything touches the mortar, it's tamei. But for that ground up earthenware, it's tahor she'ina charasis mischaber lekli, because that earthenware doesn't actually attach itself to the kli itself. L'chazayim megufas hakli shetafa batita lea. So let's say there's a coating that's applied to the outside of a barrel. V'alachavis on it ina chibur la, it's not considered attached. V'nogu mashkin tamei bechavis. And therefore, if liquids that are tamei touch the barrel, lo nitma megufa, lo nitmes megufa, so it doesn't become tamei. But if it did touch it, the cover part, it won't go ahead and contract tumah onto the outer part of the barrel, meaning only the part that it touched. Right. So let's say there's a metal kli and it's covered with tar. The tar is not considered attached, but if it's for the purpose of wine, then it's considered part of the kli itself. Excuse me, I love that test. So let's say there's dough that's in what they call the cracked areas of a trough. That a sheretz touches it. If it's on Pesach itself, Since that the dough itself is considered like a foreign substance that's a chatzitza, a barrier, lo nitmeis hareva, and therefore the rest of the what do you call trough is not tameh. If during the rest of the year, if he cares about, if he's concerned about the trough tahara, but if he wants the dough to actually stay, then hariyu kareva, it's considered as if the dough is now part of the trough and nitmeis hareva, and therefore the trough is tameh. So let's say you have what are called straps are attached to covers for books or napkins or handkerchiefs for kids. What are called all these things? Tfuros, and on chibur. So those that are sewn on are considered attached, and those that are tied are not. So too, when you have straps are attached to like a sack or a bag. It applies as well. But for the handles of an earthenware container, I feel it's furos, they're sewn on in Hebrew, it's not considered attached. Shein chiburin likli chayres, because there's no real true attachment of these types of things to an earthenware container. Yad kordam chibur. So we're going to get to some agricultural instruments right now. The first one is a hatchet. So when you have the handle, the extension part of the hatchet, as long as it is three etzbos and more, it's chibur. Yeser al shalosh, but anything beyond that, and ogeya batar, but touches that part of that handle, so to speak, is tar. Yad kordom, when it comes to the handle that is held, milafanov, right, tefach, so that which is close to the head of it, a tefach, and beyond a samach labar is al chibur, right, so tefach and closer to the axe part, the metal part, is considered attached. Yeser al kain, what do you call it? Yeser al kain hanogeya bo tahar, right, so anything that's beyond that, and you touch it, then it is still considered to be tahar. Lachy beis. Okay, shiyare hapargel tefah. So when we're talking about different tools here that become susceptible to tumah, so pargel is a type of compass. So the remaining part, the remaining handle, so to speak, of the compass of tefah is considered part of it. Yad makevesh shel miftach avanim tefah. So too, the handle of a hammer that's used of a certain type of hammer is also it must be a tefah. Yad korna shel zahavim. So the handle of a hammer that's used by someone who makes gold is two tefach, the shacharashim shlosha, and if it's of a carpenter, it is three. Shiare milamed habakar arba tefachim samach ledarvan. So when it comes to a plow, okay, so that's drawn obviously by ox, it's four tefachim close to the peg that's implanted in it. Yad kordim shechofrim bo biro and shemayim. So a hatchet that's used to dig ditches for water arba tefachim has to be arba tefachim. Beyond that would be tar. Yad kordam shel nichush chamisha. So the handle of a hatchet that's used to prune trees is five. Yad ben patish chamisha. The handle of a small hammer is five. The shel patish shisha of a regular hammer is six. The chen yad kordam shel bakuv shel adar shisha. So too the handle of a hatchet that's used to chop wood or to break up the ground, that's also six. Yad makeves shel sasan shisha. So too the handle that's used by those who cut stone is six. Shariah hamardeah samach lechirchor shel matecha shel rosh hamardeah shiva tefachim. So that refers to the remaining parts of a plow that's close to the metal part of the handle of the plow. So that is seven. What do you call it? Yad amagrifa shabali batan shmat tvachim. That's the handle of what do you call it? Of a ladle is considered eight. What is eight? The handle has to be eight. The shashiyad and asara. When it comes to those who sit as lime. So for those who apply lime, the handle has to be 10. The whole yeser al zeh imatz l'kaim l'tameh. So anything that's greater than that, if one wants to keep it, then it will contract tumah, meaning if he cares more beyond the minimum shear. Yad kol masham shear or could go on a shvudin v'hach salos afila ruchin kol shein tmeim. So when it comes to the handle of anything that's used to cook over fire, like a spit or a skewer, for example, so they're always susceptible to tumah, even if they're very, very long. Okay, gimel makel she aso yad l'kordam. So a staff that's temporarily used for a hatchet. It's considered attached for and therefore contracting tumah at the time of work using it. Vimnaga tumah b'makel kishu choresh, and let's say tumah touches it, touches the handle, what do you call the staff while he's digging a plow? Excuse me, plowing. Or let's say he's breaking up the earth. Nitma kordom, so the hatchet becomes tameh. Vimnaga b'kordom, and if it touches the kordom, nitma makel, then the staff part that's holding it becomes tameh. Which is a type of a long pole that also is used in the loom. Shein kishnei kalim is considered like two separate, what do you call it, vessels, and a nail or peg ties them together, lios masach aleihem, to basically, what do you call it, to help set it up for a loom. Let's consider attached at the time of using it. Kavu b'korah, but let's say attach it to a beam. Harei zeh mekabel tumah, it contracts tumah v'ein korah chibur lo. And the tumah and the korah, the beam is not considered attached to it. Asa ksasa korah diustar. Let's say he made part of the beam for the diustar. Kol shehu min korah letzorach diustar, anything necessary from the beam for the diustar, chibur the diustar is considered attached to that. Vanagei b'shar korah, anything that if you touch the remaining part of that beam is tar shein kol korah chibur, because the entire beam is not attached to the diustar. Lucky dalb. A galash and nitmes. So let's say a wagon becomes tamei and ogea the ol the katro the eights of avos. So anyone, if you touch what they call a metal bar, the metal bar attached to it, or the yoke, or the eye, or any of the ropes, I feel the b'shas melachim at the time it's being used, it's tahor. Van ogea becherev v'vorach v'bitzol v'ayin shamatechas v'lochayim v'yorayin tamei. Let's say you touch a beam of wood that's like a sword, or let's say a piece of wood, a handle, a metal ring, parts of the yoke, or anything hanging from it is all considered tamei. So to a saw that two people need to use at the same time, what do you call it? Any side of it is tameh. So let's say someone touches a strap or the shaft or etc. That supports it, what do you call it? It's still tahor. It's not considered attached to it. But if you go ahead and touch the frame of a big saw, then you could contract tumah. Machbeish shacharesh. So let's say there's a lance that's used by carpenters. Let's say like in a spear, shabo, and again, machvesh tower. So if you touch that machvesh, you're still tower. Then we have megira shenitma, right? So let's say you have a bow. Let's say it's stretched back and it's tameh shanogev it kashtanish shehila fufa alav, right? So if you, excuse me, when a keshes here is a, what do you call it? A drill. So when the drill, what do you call it, becomes I'm sorry, I can't. Let's go back a step. Right. So again, so when a drill becomes tame, so if you touch what do you call the bow that's wound around it, then it's tarash in a chibur, it's not considered attached. Now keshes, it's a bow, shaisa metucha, that's stretched out, the achetz mashochima, and the arrow is obviously extended with it, minitma achetz, and let's say the arrow becomes tame, hanogia bi yeser ubi keshes, anyone touches the extra part as well as the bow itself is tar. Even when it's extended back. So too, what do you call it? A lance that you use to trap mice. The trap is in tame, even when it is contracted open. So to a loom that is extended out, during the time of sewing. Anyone if you touch the upper beam, or the bottom one, or when it comes to the various parts of it, like the beams, etc., shavira agabi argamon that you stretch over when you're sewing the wool, the purple wool, uviira sheina asadav zira, as well as what do you call it, a piece of string that's sticking out of it that you're not going to reincorporate into the loom, tahor shekol yelo ina chibur lebeged. None of these things are considered attached to the clothing. Aval nogea benefesh hamaseches, right? But let's say someone touches the woof. Okay, uveshesi haomed, uvekefel shavira agave argaman. So all these, again, these other parts, the thread that's woven as part of the argaman, or the a strand that's sticking out of the weave itself, what do you call it? The irashu asalat zira, that you're going to go include it back in the loom, tame, shakol elu chiburun lebega. These are all considered attached to the clothing that you're sewing. Lakata zayin hanogea bitsemer sha'al ha'ima uvashviya tahor. Let's say you touch wool that is on the bottom of a spindle, or of a loom, it's tahor and ogea befika achelo para tame mishapara tahor. What do you call it? If you touch a spool before it's been uncovered, it's tame, and afterwards it is tahor. Finally, look, yizayin achut shehishil lamachad. So let's say a string is threaded through a needle. Afilu kasha mishnei sadin, if it's tied from both sides, eino chibur, it's not considered attached. Hechniso lebeged hachut chibur lebeged, beino machad chibur lebeged. So if it's inserted into the clothing, the string is considered attached to it, but the needle is not. Beino chut kulo chibur lebeged. And what do you call it? The string is not considered to be connected to the beged. Anything that's necessary for being sewed is attached. That's not for it. It's not attached. Let's say a string becomes unraveled from a shirt. Even if it's 100 amos, it's considered still attached. So to a rope that is, what do you call it? That is attached to a kli that's earthenware. Even if it's 100 amos, it's considered attached. kasher bo chevel echa, kasher bo chevel echad, mina kesher v'lefnim, chibor, mina kesher v'lchutz, in a chibor. So let's say I went ahead and tied another rope to the initial rope, okay? So then from the knot and in is considered attached, and from knot out is not. A chevel shu kasher v'kupa, so a rope that's attached to a basket, in a chibor, it's not considered attached, alim kin tafar, only if it is sewed together. That ends Parak Chaf, and we will continue with Parak Chaf Aleph tomorrow.